Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so excited you are here. Now, today is a little different because for you, if you're listening, it probably doesn't sound that different. I am using the old school dingle dongle headphones, as Heather McMahon would call them. But I'm in my childhood home. I'm in the basement. And to me, it's so funny because for those of you who are watching video, right over my shoulder here, there is the bar in my basement. And like, this is where, you know, when like eighth or ninth grade, you would sneak your parents' alcohol and then put water into the bottles. So really living in this time travel down here in the basement. There's a bunch of over my other shoulder on the wall. There's Steeler paraphernalia and Penn State and WVU paraphernalia. I am from the Northeast. My parents and brother went to WVU. I went to Penn State. A lot of you already know that if you are an OG listener. But anyways, so it's just a funny dynamic when you're not recording like in your usual environment. And I feel like it's going to impact like my goofiness and silliness on today's episode. With that, an audio disclaimer, because I am recording on the dingle dongle headphones and not my usual mic, the quality of the audio might be a little less professional, if you will, than usual. So I'm sorry, but I'm hoping that these dingle dongles will just come in strong and make it great. Okay, so I have been traveling so much, so I thought, why not make today's episode my favorite like intuitive eating travel tips. And we can like do a like hitting two birds with one stone today, where I just got done with a work trip. I was traveling to New Jersey for a very special secretive project that I am working on. And I was supposed to be gone Thursday to Saturday, but because a Hurricane Milton was hitting Florida, I had to fly out early Wednesday. When Wednesday was going to be the day that I was going to prep for this Sunday, my family of four, me, my husband, and my two girls, flew out to come back to my childhood home to visit Grandma and Pappy, come up here for some fall festivities, a little pumpkin patch action because it's still so hot in Florida. Long story short, what I'm trying to say is I've had personal and work travel back to back. I was home for less than 24 hours before I had to pack up the entire family, fly out. And why this is important is because that's life, right? Like if you're listening to this, sure, maybe you didn't go on these exact trips that I went on, but you travel too, chances are, whether it's a road trip, whether it's flying, whether it's for work, whether it's for personal. And you also have a body and a relationship to food. And that's, your travel is going to impact your relationship with food and body. So I think it's really important to like weave this all in and talk about the ways that I've seen progress in myself from like when I existed in diet culture versus who I am today with my relationship with food and body, and how it's so different. So before we jump into that, I do want to read you a very quick Find Food Freedom win of the week. This is a comment that I actually got on an Instagram post. So a lot of times I'll, you know, pick a direct message or maybe like a private message we got from a client that works with our team. But this person said, finally checked my insurance benefits and scheduled after listening to the podcast today. I've been putting it off for over a year and a half. I was waiting for my life to settle down so I can mentally be ready to put in the work. And between put in the work, she used the clap emoji. So that's why I kind of read it with a little sass. Also, I love how much you drop F-bombs. That's the quickest way to put me at ease. And I loved that comment because I felt like it was just funny. Because if you've listened to the podcast, if you watch our social media, you know that I love a tasteful F-bomb. And people think like I'm doing it. Some people get annoyed and they're like, you're swearing on purpose. No, I'm not. I just have the mouth of a sailor and I don't fucking care. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to listen. And that's okay too. Okay. So thank you so much for that comment. And this is a perfect, perfect segue into reminding you that if you have health insurance, use your benefits. I cannot stress enough, not only am I encouraging you to use your health insurance benefits, but I also said the other day on social, so this year I gave birth to a baby and that baby was also in NICU for 2 weeks. So we blew our out-of-pocket spending like out the water, like we hit our max. And why I say this is because if you have also reached your out-of-pocket max, if you didn't have full coverage, most people now, if you met your deductible, if you met your out-of-pocket max, then you these last couple months of the year, like I joke because I'm like, everything is free. So you should see me. I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm doing PT. I'm going to the allergist. I'm doing all of these things personally that I'm like, well, I'm not paying for it. And hey, if insurance is going to charge me a fuck ton of money, then I might as well play the game. And so for some of you, if you already met your deductibles for the year or your out-of-pocket max, use those perks and check your benefits with our team, or you might not even need to do that. And what I'm saying is so many people, if you have Aetna, if you have Cigna, if you have United, if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, we accept health insurance. And so many people come to find that they have 3, 10, or even unlimited sessions with our team, and they didn't even know that they had these benefits. So in order to check your benefits, you can go to bit.ly/FFF insurance to check your benefits, or you can click the link in the show notes below and do your benefit check. And I feel like I need to take a deep breath. Another segue here is we are licensed right now in 19 states, and I am so freaking happy to announce that any minute now, I probably shouldn't announce it until it's official, but I don't fucking care. Any minute now, we are going to be licensed in PA. And why that is important is I love PA. As I am sitting here in the state of Pennsylvania, I am in a basement that is covered in Steelers gear. I went to Penn State, and so many people in our online community are from Pennsylvania, and I get direct messages all the time that say, when you are licensed in PA, please let me know. And so a lot of times when people do the benefit check, if they don't have coverage, it might be because we're not licensed in one of the states that you reside. So any minute now, our licensure is going to be passed for PA. And that is so exciting because that means that if you've been waiting and you're in the state of Pennsylvania, well, guess what? We are going to be licensed. And how serendipitous that I'm announcing this as I am sitting in the state of Pennsylvania in my childhood basement. Okay, so we've covered all of the things. And now what I also want to share as we get in, don't worry, we're going to get to the intuitive eating and traveling portion of this, but I promise I'm making all of these segues and pulling everything together, is anytime I come home to my childhood home, it brings up a lot, right? And I'm sure you can relate to this if you ever go to your childhood home. I just start to like think of this teenager version of me or middle school version of me. And I have this notebook that I can remember that used to sit in my bedside table, my nightstand. And I would write in it every evening. And I would write my weight down. I would weigh myself. And usually I would do it in the morning, right? Because we know in diet culture, you have to be naked, you have to pee, you have to try to be the lightest possible version of yourself. So I would take my body weight and I would write it in a notebook, and then that would determine what I could eat that day. And I remember I would write good and like underline it, or beautiful, or whatever it is. And then, or bad, right? If the weight was not a number that I wanted to see. And so this is something that I look back on, and a part of me, like, I would say cringes, but it's more sad, the empathy I have for that younger version of myself, that I thought that that meant I was good or bad. The fact that so much of my choices were dependent on what my weight was, right? Like what I could eat that day, what I could wear that day, all of those things. And so it's really cool to now be in my childhood home, not only as someone who that would never cross my mind to do that, but to now be a mother and have daughters of my own, and to be like, okay, I'm going to do the best that I can to raise these tiny humans to not have a notebook like I did, right? And so so not only to see like my personal growth, but then to also now like see that in my daughters and be like, obviously, like eating disorders are not caused solely by a parent, right? Or solely by an environment that you grow up in. There are so many factors that play into this, but I feel strongly that I'm going to do everything I can possibly do as a parent to try to help them cultivate this healthy relationship with food and body. So I wanted to share that because I was in my room and I kind of had this like moment of remembering my nightstand, remembering this notebook. And then like now it's like we're literally sleeping in my childhood bedroom with two pack and plays. I was fortunate to grow up and have this, like, it felt huge at the time, but a walk-in closet that can fit just a perfect size pack and play in it. So we have the 5-month-old and a pack and play in the closet because that's nice and dark. We have the toddler in the pack and play kind of near the bed. And then my husband and I are sleeping in the bed. So there are 4 of us in my childhood room in 2 pack and plays. It's an absolute shit show, but it is a room full of love. And how cool that like that used to be the room that I was so disordered and I hated my body, right? And I thought I was a bad person. And now I'm in this room sleeping with 2 tiny humans that my body created. And this room is filled with so much love. So it was just like a really cool moment. And I wanted to share that because I think it's so easy to get down on ourselves. And we're always like, oh, I'm not doing enough. Or I could be doing better. I could be doing more. And it's like, okay, let's take a step back and look at like, where was I 10 years ago, especially like in this environment, and where am I now? And that's something I really want to encourage you to do as well, whether that is in your childhood home or not. That can be a really, really effective way to give yourself credit and give yourself grace and really recognize how far you've come. So now I want to get into my favorite travel tips. And please know that this is just for educational, informational purposes only. A lot of this is just like personal things that I do, and you can take what serves you and leave the rest behind. So if you hear certain things that I'm saying and you're like, that's not helpful for me, then don't worry about it. That's totally fine. But I think that it can be really, really helpful, some of the things I'm going to say. I've also counseled hundreds of clients over the years that travel for work or have super busy jobs or like to go on family vacations, right? Or travel with their family. So these are like a culmination of so many different tips that I'm going to try to integrate it. Not only if you're like personally traveling, you don't have a family, or if you do have a family, just ways that you can make the most, set yourself up for the most possible success that you can with your relationship with food and body. And some of this too is, again, related to body image, and some of this is related to food. Okay, so the first and foremost, I think what we need to recognize is that when we are traveling, we are not in our home environment. You are not going to have the usual foods that are around, right? And have your staples. And I think that's really important to recognize, and to come to this place of acceptance that, like, I'm not going to have the things around that I always want, and that's okay. I think the old diet culture version of me, that would stress out a lot, right? Because I would log everything in my fitness pal and try to track my calories and my macros and all of this stuff. And now it's like, I don't do that anymore. So it doesn't stress me out. Now it stresses me out in the sense of, like, I love to nourish myself consistently. So if I can't do that or don't have access to food, I get hangry, and I don't like to be hangry. I try to avoid that. And so it's like coming from, like, the intention is so much different, right? Before, the intention was like, I'm out of my routine, I'm out of my structure, I don't have my usual things, I'm going to, air quotes, be bad and gain weight, and it's going to derail me and have negative thoughts. Now, when I travel, that intention is, I'm out of my routine, I'm out of my structure, I don't have my usual things around, I'm going to get hangry and become really angry and be in a pissed off mood because I didn't get to nourish myself properly. We are going to take the quickest break from this episode to talk about one of my favorite new products, and that is Caraway Kitchenware. Now, this episode is all about travel, but I will say I am so looking forward to, after these few weeks of travel I have coming up, getting home and getting back into the kitchen, especially with my toddler. One thing my husband and I have been doing with my toddler is getting her involved in cooking and in the kitchen, and it has made a huge difference in her variety of foods that she's consuming and just her curiosity around food, which has been really, really cool to see. What I love about Caraway is they are non-toxic, so they're made without any toxic materials. They are easy cooking. So what I mean by that is they provide those naturally slick surfaces. You need minimal oil, minimal butter, and have that, like, slide off the pan egg easy. You all know what it's like to cook an egg when it sticks to the pan, and nothing is worse than you have to, like, soak the pan and then you're, like, chipping it and it's just a disaster. You don't have that situation with Caraway cookware. They're also well loved. They have over 65,000 people that have given them five-star reviews. And so you can try them for yourself. And my favorite color, which is very on brand for Fine Food Freedom, is the slate color. It's this beautiful, like, muted grayish blue. Again, very on brand for Fine Food Freedom and such a beautiful asset in our bright white kitchen. So you can visit carawayhome.com/foodfreedom to see my favorite products and take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive only for Fine Food Freedom listeners. So again, you can go to carawayhome.com/foodfreedom and use code foodfreedom at checkout. This code is one word, no spaces, foodfreedom, and give Caraway a try and let me know what you think. So, snacking, non-perishable snack items are so crucial to throw in your bag if you can. They do not need to be expensive snacks. You can truly arm yourself with anything that you need. But my favorite go-tos are different sorts of, like, granola bars or protein bars. This is not sponsored, but some of my favorite are Go Macro, Luna Bars, Kind Bars. Dried fruit is another one that I absolutely love. So whether that's just a bag of, like, dried mango from Trader Joe's or your local grocer, That's It bars are great dried fruit bars, right? It's usually, like, apples plus some other form of fruit. So having some type of dried fruit option. Love a good trail mix. You can make your own trail mix, which is a little more cost effective, or you could get a pre-made bag. What else do I love? Obviously, love a good candy. I'm a Sour Patch Watermelon girl. I'm not a big chocolate person. Don't come for me. My husband's more of the Reese's person. I'm more of, like, the sour candy. So the Sour Patch with, like, Sour Patch Watermelon specifically, love. The Fig Newton bars, I think they're called Nature's Organic. I don't even remember the brand. They're, like, blueberry. They have fig flavor, so that's another one I like. Huge fan of pistachios right now, pre-shelled, or, like, the shelled ones, because I don't like to crack them and, like, work that hard. So I say this, beef jerky sticks. I love Vermont, Chomps, you know, any of that. So I say this because having these non-perishable snack items in my bag, not only for me, but then also my children, and then of course, like more kid-friendly snacks if you're traveling with children, is so important because our children like snacks because they don't like to be hangry. I like snacks because I don't like to be hangry. And so that was something that like traveling alone versus traveling with children are just completely, completely different experiences. So I feel like we almost need two separate episodes, but let's keep the theme similar of the more consistently you can feed yourself and nourish yourself, the better you're going to feel from an energy standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. And that's something that whether I'm traveling alone or with my family, snacks are always in the bag. And non-perishable snack items and convenience foods are such an amazing gift that we can do that and not worry about a refrigerator and not worry about, you know, some of these other things. Of course, you can bring cheese sticks and yogurts and perishable items too, especially if it's more of like a road trip, but I'm speaking more on flying and things like that. Okay. Another thing that, and I have like a big ass water bottle right here that I'm drinking from, and this is something that when I travel as best I can, and that's going to mean something different for everybody, I try to prioritize hydration. Because when we fly on an airplane, we know that we're already at risk of dehydration. We're probably not drinking as much because depending on how long your flight is, you don't want to be going to the bathroom all the time, right? Car rides, right? Like road trips, same kind of thing. Like you might be like, I don't want to drink as much because I don't want to stop as much. I know it's annoying to have to pee. Believe me, I'm a human. And I also know how much it sucks to be dehydrated. It feels shitty. You have a headache. You feel low energy. And it's so easy to get dehydrated. I'm like getting thirsty just talking about this. Excuse me while I drink my water. So here are my travel tips. One, if you're flying, I always bring an empty water bottle through security. So on the way to the airport, I will drink that water bottle. And as best I can, again, giving myself grace that with my children, depending on screaming and things, that might not happen. But when, especially when I'm traveling alone, I'll bring a 20-ounce water bottle, reusable. I will drink the whole thing on the way to the airport. That way, when I get there, I'm like, okay, great. I just prioritized hydrating my body. Now it's empty to get through security. Then I can fill it up. You don't have to spend like $12 on a water bottle because you know the airport jacks up water prices. And then you have your water bottle for the flight. That is a great way that it's like, okay, even if I'm not drinking as much throughout the day, I just got some water before my flight. And now I have this water bottle, save a little cash so I don't have to spend $1 million on a water bottle at the airport. That is something to me that is like so important because I get so affected by dehydration, or maybe it's just I'm more aware of it in my older age now. But that is one that it is so important to realize that water is found in every single cell in our body. It's so important for the absorption, the digestion of your macronutrients and food, but also the absorption of the nutrients that you're eating. So the more hydrated you are, the better you're going to feel. Now, this is not me water shaming you and telling you like, you must drink this many ounces of water a day. I don't give a shit how much you drink. That's not what this conversation is. It's just, if you can try to bring a water bottle with you, if you can just try to drink just a little bit more, you're probably going to feel better. So that's a big one. And this kind of like loops into, if we stay on the water conversation, I have not stayed in a hotel by myself in a really long time. So I was so grateful for this work trip to be put up in a hotel, like being alone. This was my first time away from my 5-month-old, not having a child attached to my boob, like not having a toddler running around and screaming. I was like, what do I do with myself? Crazy. I felt like, I feel so refreshed. I felt like a different human. But what I'm getting at here is being alone in a hotel. Every hotel's a little different with their water situations. I've stayed in like Anytime I've gone, I'll sometimes do some clips on NBC News downtown. I stay in the same hotel in New York City, and they have these amazing filtered water stations where the water is like crisp, ice cold. And I know, like, when I go there, I'm like, yes, I'm going to fill up all these water bottles. They actually have refillable ones for you too, which is like so fun and great. So there I'm like, I know the situation. You never know what you're going to get. So this one I just stayed at in New Jersey by myself. They didn't have that. And I was like, oh, that stinks. But what they did have, which you would think, like, I'm talking about, like, the way I'm talking about water, this is so funny. Like, it's, I don't know, some like elegant, extravagant thing. It's just fucking water, but I love water. So in all of the hotel rooms, they gave you like two little Fiji water bottles. They were like 11-ounce bottles, teeny ones, not the big ones. And I was like, oh, this is great, but I want like 47 of them. Well, let me give you a little inside scoop and something that you probably didn't know about me. One summer in college, I worked as, we like to call it guest services at the Holiday Inn Express. I worked as a maid. That's what I was. I cleaned rooms. I have done every service job you could ever imagine, and I could do a whole nother episode on that. But why I'm telling you this is every single day, the guest services are going to come around to the rooms and they're going to clean the rooms of guests that are checking out. At hotels, guests are checking out all the time, right? People stay there for one night, two nights. They're coming in, they're refreshing the rooms, they're cleaning the rooms. Guest services, aka maids, I'm gonna say we in this because I am a part of that community. We don't give a shit if we're giving you extra water bottles. Like, we don't care. And why I say this is I friend those maids and those guest service people. Like, we are buddy-buddy. One, because I respect the shit out of them and everything that they do. But two, because they got the goods on their cart. The waters are usually on the top. And I will always ask these, I say women because they're usually women. Don't want to stereotype, but that's usually who they are. These women in New Jersey, we were buddy-buddy. I'd walk past the cart. Hey, can I take a few extra waters? Oh, sure, ma'am. Like, take whatever you want. Amazing. When I tell you that you would have think I was like hoarding the Fiji water bottles. But why I tell you this is because they don't care. And then I was prioritizing hydration. So anytime I'd walk past the cart back, you know, to and from the room, grabbing a few, throwing them in the little mini fridge, I had a fridge full of beautiful Fiji water bottles. I was so happy. Like, this is actually sad that how much happiness this brings me. But they were ice cold, crisp, delicious Fiji water. It's just so delicious. I love the little pink flower, the hibiscus. I think it's a hibiscus flower on the bottle. Anyways, I digress. Water, water, water. Don't be afraid if you're staying in a hotel, ask guest services for some extra waters. They don't give a shit. They don't care. And then once you're talking to them and they know, they're going to leave you a little extra. Like, if they do a little refresh of the room, if that's your thing, they'll leave you some extra. Leave a little note. Give them some cash. Give them a tip. You should be tipping these wonderful humans. All right. So water, consistent fueling, pack those snacks because you never know what your meal schedule is going to be like when you're traveling. You never know if you're going to get delays. When you have those non-perishables on you, you're going to consistently be able to get more food, aka calories, aka energy in. So you're going to be less hangry. It's going to help get you to your next meal and feeling great. And then last but not least, body image. I want to talk just a little bit about, and again, I need to like write notes down because I could do 27 separate episodes just based on the things that we're covering today. But I want to talk about body image of traveling. Do not pack clothes on a trip that don't fit your body. And you might be hearing this and be like, no shit, Sammy, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to repeat it. Do not put clothes in your bag that you hope fit your body, or that you're like, oh, they don't fit, but maybe I'll wear them and they'll be a little tight and it'll give me motivation not to eat as much. That was the diet culture version of myself years ago. And let me tell you what happens when you do that. You put the clothes on, they don't fit, they hurt, and they're a constant reminder of how uncomfortable you are. And then you're going to start negative self-talk about your body and how things don't fit and you need to lose weight and your body is bad and all of these things. And then it's going to take you out of the present. You're going to not enjoy whatever you're doing, whether it's work or personal travel, and it fucking sucks. So What you are going to do is you're going to make sure that every piece of clothing that you put into your bag fits your body, that you love it. It's comfy. It's stylish. It's exciting. Now, please know this comes with a lot of, and I acknowledge my privilege of being able to purchase clothes or have clothes that you like or that you can find that fit your body. I will say for the work trip and the personal trip, your girl is a leggings girl. I'm not a big jean person. And I actually went out and bought jeans before my work trip because I had to get them. And being 5 months postpartum, I just didn't have jeans that I liked that fit. And so I was lucky enough to find some a few sizes up that did fit my body. I did not put any of the other jeans that don't fit my body into the bag because there's no reason. And I almost did it. Like I tried them on the night before I left and I was like, these kind of fit. And then I sat down and I could barely breathe. And I was like, no, they don't fucking fit. We're not putting these in the bag. And it's like, I knew this. I'm saying it right now to you, but I still almost put them in the bag and that could have like derailed me. So try your outfits on before your trip. I think about how I used to pack a bag for a trip before I was an intuitive eater, before I had food freedom and, you know, acceptance of my body. And I would be so chaotic and pack all these different things and be like, well, maybe I'll feel, no, like less is more. Pack things that are staples, pack classic pieces that feel comfy, that you know fit your body, because your body is not going to radically or dramatically shrink or change in the time that you're packing your bag and that you're going on vacation. So we're not going to hope and pray that our body gets smaller and that something's going to fit. That's only going to have negative body image repercussions. So that's something that, like, right now, again, I'm in my childhood basement recording a podcast on my computer. So, like, not trying to get fancy over here, but I am so grateful to be in this colder weather because Florida was still so hot these past few weeks. So it's actually in the 40s today. So I have a nice, comfy, oversized sweater from Amazon, less than $20, and my comfy leggings. So, like, bring things that are going to be like a warm hug on your body. Because if you are comfortable, your self-talk is going to be so much more positive when you are traveling. So please do not pack things that just feel uncomfortable, itchy, tight. We're not doing that anymore, right? It's 2024 and we're not doing that. Okay. Those are my quickest tips. Acceptance of not as much structure, right? It's going to be travel, no matter whether it's work or personal, you're not going to have your structure and that's okay. And the more you accept that and not fight it, the better your trip's going to go. Hydration, 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 consistent fueling, snacking, and pack clothes that comfortably fit your body. Those are my best travel tips for you. And if you are listening to this and you're like, oh, this was so refreshing. Oh, this was a great reminder. Please know that we can personalize these tips even more. I'm trying to keep it general because, you know, we got lots of listeners. So we're trying to make this work for everyone. But if you're like, I need to brainstorm more with a dietitian one-on-one, please get your insurance benefits checked with our team. You can go to bit.ly/FFF insurance or click the link in the show notes or on Instagram or on TikTok. We have a team of registered dietitians. We have certified intuitive eating counselors. We have certified diabetes educators. We have people who are certified specifically in eating disorder. We have dietitians that specifically work with adolescents, some that are specifically trained with adults. There are so many different providers on our team, and these providers are so incredible. So please, please, please get your benefits checked. Use these amazing perks. And if you like today's episode, can you please head on over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe, leave a comment. Let me know what you liked. Let me know what you want to hear more of. The more I hear from you, the more I can personalize these episodes. So I thank you so much and so grateful that you're here and cannot wait to chat with you next week on the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at
find.food.freedom on Instagram or findfoodfreedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast.